The following shiur was delivered by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Reish Koilel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Daf Nun Hey Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, in the middle of the discussion of the sizes of the treifa, of the whole of the treifa, the Gemara says as follows: the Amra Avohu Amra B'Yochanan Kol Shiuri Chachamim L'Hachmer. All Shiurim the Chachamim said were given L'Chumra. A person should, the Shiur is given, when you measure that Shiur, you should be doing it in a way that's the most Chumra way how to measure, except Chutz Mikagrish Al Ksamim, except for the gris by a kesem of a nida, which is lahakel, which you, when you measure that kesem, it doesn't have to be exactly a gris. Even if it's a little more than a gris, it will still be tahar misafik. Now, the din of a gris by nida is because the raisa, the ikr din of nida is only behagasha. Like the pasuk says in Bayikra Perek Tezvav, the isha kisi azava dam yizayva bibsara. So the pasuk is mashna only if she's margish bibsara. So Chazal darshin and nida dafnun zayin that if you're not that only they are hergish, they have the nida deraisa. But stam a stain a kesem on the clothing, then they don't have a din of a nida deraisa. However, still, Chazal were geyser on a stain, their abanon, for various reasons. The Paiskim say, one pshat, Rashi's pshat over there is, Dafn Chesem and Beis, is that they were geyser, Chashash, and maybe she was Margaret, she just didn't realize, so they were geyser on Kesamim. And therefore, in order to measure the size of this Kesem, the measurement could be done in a way of a kula. It means even if, it doesn't mean exactly the size of a gris, even if it's a little bit more. Now, when it says kol shiuri chachamim lahachmer, the shaila is, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean that the shiur is a shiur midrabanon or a shiur midraisa? So, according to all rishonim, it zecher means a shiur midraisa. The question is, if also by the rabbanons we find also lahachmer or not? So, the pasuk pshat, and this is the pshat of the Rashba al pi Rashi, is that the shiurei chachamim that we're referring to means the shiurei chachamim when chachamim gave a shiur on dinim deraisa, l'mashal on tuma or iser, which are isurei Torah, on that the shiur that the chachamim said, that shiur is a shiur that when we measure that shiur, it should be done in a way of a chumra. However, shiurim midrabanan, shiurim, which are only the whole essence of the isra that the shiur was set about, was only the midrabon, it was not the raisa. In that case, the shiur is able to be measured in a way of a kula, even though it's not the case of a gris, even though it's any other, different cases, different shiurim. And there's a discussion in Paiskin of that, what kind of shiurim midrabon are we referring to? Does that mean all shiurim that are abundant you could be making, or only shiurim when they said ad kagris, or ad, so the question is ad or ad bechlal. So in that case also, so according to some paiskim, that the Rashba says this as well, that even on any shiur that are abundant you're able to make a, in the way that you measure it. This shita seems to not line up with the shita at Taisus. Taisus over here has a kasha. The Gemara says, "Kol shiuri chachamim lahachmer." So Taisus asks, "V'imtaymar v'perek tefilas hashachar dekamer Reb Yehuda adal choice that Reb Yehuda says that you can daven shacharis until dal choice." And the Gemara has a shaila, "I ad v'ad bechlal, iloy ad v'loy ad bechlal." Well, does it include the fourth hour as well, or it only it's till the fourth hour, but not including the fourth hour? And the Gemara comes out that it includes the fourth hour as well, because we see by Musafim, by Tfilas HaMus, the Gemara says, Ad Vav Shais, and that includes Ad Bechlal. It includes even the seventh hour as well. So we see that the Ad means Ad Bechlal. So Frek Taisu is, so you see that what? you see that the Shirei Chachamim is not to be machmer. Shirei Chachamim is not to be machmer. Because you see that it includes even Ad B'chlal, so it would seem that it's a kula, that you're mamten, that you're able to wait till the end of the fourth hour. So we see that we're makel even on Shirei Chachamim. V'yesh Leimah, the Taz says, the Ikonam Rechumra, that there's also, that also includes a chumra. When we say that a person is able to daven till Dalet Shos, the fact that he's able to still daven another hour, and he's not able to wait till later on to be mashlem as ashlama, the fact that he has a chum that he oves manai, he's going to be chayv to still pay to daven and after the fourth hour. Taisa says that's a chumra. And let me rephrase that. Taisa is saying that the fact that a person would still be required to daven in this fourth hour, and he would not be unable to daven anymore, that's actually, in a certain sense, a chumra, because we require him to still daven. So see, that Taisa is clear. The Lashna Tais, at least, is mashed pretty clearly that even though the Shiloh over here was a Shiloh of Midrabanon, the Shiloh is the Shiloh of what the hour exactly when Chacham said that he should daven. So the Chayra, you see from here that since, even though this man Tevilah is only Takonas Chachamim, still Tais has had a Shiloh if you should be Machmer in the Shir. And Taisus was bothered, how could it be that Ad V'Ad B'chlal should be a Kula on a Shir Chachamim? According to the Rashba, there is no din called Shir Amr Chachamim L'Achmer by a Din D'Rabbanan. So based on this, it's Mashma not like that. And as I state in Sefer Lev Aryeh, which I saw quoted in the Yalkut B'Yurim in the Mesifta, that sheet of the Rashba Taka doesn't stem with Taisus. That the etzim svaras atoisus is mashma, that Taisus assumes for a davar pashut that even if something is only a shir derabanan, still it would have a din of kol shirim shenar shachacham lahachmer. That's the atoisus. Another nakuda which is important to speak out, which I also saw brought down in the Maram Kaimus there, is the Erech HaShulchan. The Erech HaShulchan says that, let's say you have a shayla of brachas. Brachas is a suffix, and you have a suffix brachas, a suffix derabana. Suffix brachas, a suffix derabana. So, a suffix derabana, l'shitas harashba, would only be, if you have a suffix derabana, you could, on the shirim, how much, according to the shitas harashba, you could be mekel. You would only have to be measure it in a way that's a shilahakel. So a statement Erech HaShulchan that on the Shir Chiyuv of Brachas, which only Medibur Chachamim, therefore you have a right to be Meshayer the Shir of Ad V'Lei Ad B'chlal, which is like the Shittas of Rashba. A different Mahalach, which is brought down over there, B'Shein the Machna of Rab, that he says in Kol Achav Ois Reish Rabbeis Alpi the Rosh, that a little bit of a shinoi, that the site of Kol Shirim Shenasa Chachamim is only said in a place where Ad V'Ad B'chlal is a suffix. We're not sure, was it Ad B'chlal or was it not Ad B'chlal. But by Dinei Brachas, that we know already that suffix Brachas L'Hakil, because that's in the etzim Dinei Brachas Chazal Shtel D'Avek, so we don't have to come on to the whole Din B'chlal Rabbi Yochanan, if Ad is misafik loy Ad B'chlal or not. Because we know already, we can mefarish automatically the suffix of Ad V'Ad B'chlal, that L'Hakil we could be making already, even in Dinei Brachas, that that would not necessarily even be shaykh to Rabbi Yochanan Shaila. So according to the Mikra Avraham, it would come out that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't b'chlal talking by a suffix derabanan, at least by brachas. Because by a suffix derabanan, by brachas, over there it's a davar pashut that the way that you'll be mefarish the adar of the chacham is going to be l'hakel. When did Rabbi Yochanan have to tell us this klal? That's when Ad Le'ad B'chlal, or Ad V'Ad B'chlal, was gufa a suffix, if Chazal, in that case, there was a makam l'hakel. But by certain dinim, which is mashal brachas, which is be'etim, asavik brachas, you don't have to come onto the svar of the Erech HaShulchan that since it's on the Rabbanon, and some male you could mefarish it azoy. Fakarat, that's automatically the way you mefarish it. And Rabbi Yochanan was never talking about azah safik. So on that, Dr. Mikna Avram, that according to Shita Satayisvis, Lachaira will come out that even on other Dinan Darabanon, there would be an Indian to be Machmer on Sveikis, Achutz for the Din of Ksamim, except for the Din of Ksamim. I didn't have a chance to look up the Din inside Mefurish, but it would seem to be mashma from the way the Mikra Avram is saying, the way he's quoted over here, that if you have other sveikas, if you have a suffix in brachas, l'mashal, it would be the same thing as a suffix by tefillah. If Taisus is mashma, a suffix by tefillah, the same thing should come in. If you have a suffix in brachas, if you have kol shir chacham l'hachl, which is a very big chiddush, because pashtus, b'chiyai gavna, chacham whenever mashayir is azach. And b'emes the Marshah says on Taisus as well, that Taisus, on the Hichacha that Taisus wanted to bring from Tfilas HaMusafim, but as you could be madcha that Tfilas HaMusafim is not a raya. Because Rabbi Yochanan only said his shayla of Shiur Chacham L'Achmer is only when you say ad, if it's not klar what the ad means. But if it's klar what the ad means, then Rabbi Yochanan didn't say his pshat. It would seem from the Marsha that Taisus holds that in every case, which is Babas, Mavur, and Taisus like that, that every case Taka Rabbi Yochanan said is din, which again would be matched by any other kind of shir, Safik Brachas, or Safik Tefillah, or any other Safik, in had to be moided, the shir, Midar Abanon, Lashidas at Taisus, there would be the member of Rabbi Yochanan, Lahachra, would have been is said Taka by that thing, and a person would be required to be Machra, and how he measures the shir in order to say the Bracha. So that would come out l'chayr from the machlokes. Again, so mitzad echad you have rishonim that say that the kol shir shomer chacham l'hachmer doesn't mean that the shir was said on a din shomer chacham. It means that the chacham said the shir, but the shir was only on a deraisa, and like the Rashba says, al pi Rashi. So on that, the Chacham said, what is the shir midarai? So when they said that shir, you're supposed to be makra how you measure. But if the etzim din, but etzim was only the rabbanon, then the way that you measure the shir, avada, you could be makra. That's the shittas rashba. Mitzat sheni, it comes out from the shittas atoisvis, then no, kol shiur yishom chachamim means that the etzim din, that the shir of the Amr Chacham was said by something that Chacham said, the Hainu, their din alone, their din that they said, even by other dinim, Masha by Brachas and by Tefillah. Over there also, where even though the whole Mekara din is only Exerim Darabonon, still Medarabonon, you're supposed to be Machmer. I Ksamim is an exception to the rule. But achut and ksamim, l'shitas atoyis, it didn't be machmer. So come to chayis, I have two ways, hedef ashtay, the gather of kol shiur sh'arm chachamim, l'hachmer, if it's said only on a something that's midday reis, or also d'rabbanon. One of the mice, one other nidin. There's another nidin over here, if this taisis and daf menvavim et aleph, or kivegish telsu on the side, is when it says shiurim sh'arm chachamim, is that only shiurim that Chacham said in the Mishnah and Braisa, or also on Amayroim? So Taisus says that's only on the shiurim that were brought down in the Mishnah and Braisa. But a shiur that the Amayroim said in the Gemara, on that we didn't say the klal of kol shiurim shom Chacham l'achmer. And the pshat in that is, it's brought down, the pshat in that is, the Amtachas bin Yamin quoted also over the Indiyak of Biurim, that because pshat is when the Tanoim said their halacha, they in the Mishnah they spoke b'lashon and kitzer, right? We know the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu had 600 Sidri Mishnayis and Rabbi was makaser down to 600 Mishnayis, so they spoke b'lashon and kitzara. So Memele, when they spoke, they didn't want the chashom at the college to come out from what they said. So Memele said it in a lashon that a person should, when it comes to measure, we know that a person should be makra how he does it. However, by the Amirim were mefarish much more what they meant to say. So if they wanted us to be machmer, they would have said it clearly. The way that you measure this thing is to be machmer, to measure in the way that it's more of a chumrah, not the minimum. So therefore, when the Meirav said it, you don't have the klal of shiur kol shiurim shalom chacham lahachmer. That's the shita zatoisis. Mitzad sheini, you find that the Rambam in Hilchos Shchita says his shita is that there is no chilek, whether it's in the Mishnah of Braisa or in the Gemara. In all cases, there's an inyan to be machmer on the medida shalom chachamim, even if the Meirav said it, because the Meirav said that's shot in the memory over here kol shiurim shalom chacham lahachmer, and lefi the Rambam that includes any chachamim, however they said it, whether it was in the Mishnah where they had a tzarech, the Mekatzer, or the Gemara, still, when you measure them, a person is mechuyev to measure ba'oifen that he's more mach, with the exception of the din of a gris, as we said before.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.